Coming up on episode number 1000, it is the Coverville 1000 concert episode featuring music from George Robb, the Andrew Allen Trio, John Anelio, and Same Sex Mary, all recorded live at Nerdtacular 2013 in July in Salt Lake City. This ought to be fun. It is the Coverville 1000 episode, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for another hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. I don't even know what night it is. It's Thursday night, and it's not really a cover story. It is a celebration, right? A Coverville 1000 celebration. So let's jump back in time to August 2008. I did Coverville episode 500. Actually, did a live concert out in Vegas and had a bunch of performers out there. Jonathan Colton, Richard Cheese, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, Natalie Gelman, and Chance in the Choir. And it's a blast. You know, I wanted to do a concert that was a mix of cover songs. Each artist, even the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought a cover song to the table. And it was all recorded live, and then it was all assembled into an episode of Coverville. If you go to episode 500, you'll hear that big concert that took place at Bally Hotel and Casino on the Las Vegas Strip. Fast forward 5 years. To July 2013, July of this year, at Nerdtacular 2013. And Scott Johnson gave me the opportunity to celebrate Coverville's 1000th episode. I should say Coverville's 1000th episode. Let's put the emphasis on the right word there. With concerts featuring George Robb, Andrew Allen Trio, John Anelio, and Same Sex Mary. And it was the same kind of thing. Each artist brought a few different covers to the table as well as a bunch of originals. And on tonight's show, you're going to hear highlights from all four of those concerts, including originals, including covers, and this, I guarantee you, will be not only a fun show, but I'm already predicting it's going to be a long show. So, I'm going to quit yapping, and I'm going to get to the first performer, Mr. George Robb. He's going to begin with a cover. That's all I'm going to say. I'm just going to start with that. Here is George Robb live at Nerdtacular 2013.
Good? Sweet.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference.
For my next song, I'm going to do one of mine.
Oh, nice, and he's so vulgar. It's so strange. So strange.
So I was asked to write a song by some friends of mine in a band called Beatnik Turtle. I don't know if anyone's familiar with Beatnik Turtle. They're out of Chicago. Thanks, Dad. They're out of Chicago. It's a fantastic band, and they wanted to write an album in 28 days, 28 days of February, which is insane. If you've ever written a song, that's an insane prospect to write, let alone record an album that much time. So they called me and they said, "Hey, can you write us a song? We're doing an album about childhood." And I'm like, "Is it a kids album or like an album about your childhood?" And they're like, "We don't know. We haven't written anything yet." And I said, "Oh yeah, okay. Well, like, when do you need the song?" And they said, "Tomorrow." I was like, "Yeah, okay." So I wrote this. This is called When I Was Your Age. When I was your age, the phone was tied to the wall with a kinky, twisty, 3.5-foot cord. It's hard to believe, but it had a ring that could not be turned off or ignored. You couldn't choose the sound of the ring, it was just the sound we called the phone. We'd never heard of a ringtone. When I was your age, video games looked nothing like the illustrations on the box. All of the graphics consisted of nothing more than simple lines and dots. Missiles were just a few pixels, and the jungle swinging guy was a stick figure. Nothing bigger.
when I was your age. When I was your age. When I was your age, we had this stuff called film. You would stick in a camera before you took a shot, and then you had to wait like a month until you could tell what photos you got. You would hand the film to a guy in a parking lot who lived in a booth. No shit, it's the truth. When I was your age, you had to wait till the movie was either in the theater or on TV. If you wanted adventure, you couldn't rent adventure, you just had to wait and see. And once you were watching, you couldn't stop or pause or even try to rewind. But hey, we didn't mind. When I was your age. When I was your age. You see me as a grown-up, singing from the stage. I bet you can't believe I was ever your age. Watching Star Wars, but I hear you like Star Wars more than me. I wanted to be Indiana Jones, and Dr. Jones is who you aspire to be. And I love playing with Legos, and Legos are what you currently build and rearrange. I guess some things never change. When I was your age, I didn't like doing homework, but when it was finished, it always felt real good. I didn't like brushing my teeth, but I brushed my teeth because Bert and Ernie said that I should. I didn't like listening to Mom, though I knew deep inside it was the right thing to do. And hey, so do you. You know what's true before you can say boo. You'll be my age too. Thank you very much. So earlier in the evening, there was some casting of aspersions upon a particular pop artist, and I was not happy. He's one of my favorite pop artists, one of our unsung songwriting icons, I think, of the 2000s. There was some casting of aspersions, and I was sitting in the back like this. So because Brian wanted me to do some covered songs tonight, because that's the rule. We'll pay for your airfare, but you have to do cover songs.
Okay.
I decided to do something from this particular artist who I think is misunderstood. And I just want to do it some justice here, so.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A girl like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous, I'm falling. There's no escape, I can't wait. I need a hit, baby, give me it. You're dangerous, I'm loving it. Too high, I can't come down. Losing my head, spinning round and round. Do you feel me now? With the taste of your lips, I'm on the rise. You're toxic, I'm slipping under. With the taste of a poison paradise. I'm addicted to you, and you know that you're toxic. Getting late to give you up. I took a sip from the devil's cup. Slowly, it's taking over me. Too high, I can't calm down. got me spinning round and round. Can you feel me now? With a taste of your lips, I'm on a ride. You're toxic, I'm slipping under. The taste of the poison paradise, I'm addicted to you, and you know that you're toxic. 'Cause I love what you do, and you know that you're toxic. I'm addicted to you, and you know that you're toxic. Intoxicate me now with your loving now. Intoxicate me now with your loving now. With the taste of your lips, I'm on a ride. You're toxic, I'm slipping under. With the taste of the poison paradise, I'm addicted to you, and you know, yeah, you know that you're toxic.
And like when I was your age, was sort of, you know, nerds having children, sometimes nerds fall in love. So here's a song about nerds falling in love. This is called Never Knew. I never knew why apples were worth bobbing. I never knew what Batman saw in Robin. I never knew why Gene insisted on singing while getting wet. I never knew how Will Rogers liked every single man he met. But now it's true, because of you, I do. I never knew how Sherlock could be so good at solving. I never knew how Chuck could just observe and come up with evolving. I never knew why zombies had such a taste for brains. I never knew why high plains drifters insisted on drifting while high on the plains. But now it's true, because of you, I do. Yes, I do. I never knew how Laird could dive headfirst into 30-foot swells. I never knew how the professor could make so much stuff out of coconut shells. I never knew how gamblers on a winning streak could assume they'd never lose. I never knew why the squares of the sides of a right triangle equal the square of the hypotenuse. But now it's true, because of you. Despite my situation of unending frustration, it seems my education is affected by your location. It's true, I never knew how much I never knew. I never knew what rhymed with orange. It's till you asked me to fix your squeaky door hinge. Phew. So now it's true, because of you, I do. I never knew when I didn't know, 'cause I didn't know if I'd ever get to know. When I never knew, it's true. I never knew when I didn't know, 'cause I didn't know if I'd ever get to know. When I never knew, till you. I never knew when I didn't know, 'cause I didn't know if I'd ever get to know. When I never knew, it's true.
I never knew what I didn't know, cause I didn't know if I'd ever get to know what I never, ever, never, ever, never, never knew. You know?
Thank you so much. I'm going to do one more, and you guys are going to help me out on this one. Because we have to do another cover song, because that's the rule. But I'm going to end it, I think, in an appropriate manner. So I have to teach you the part. The part you're going to be doing is happens over the first half of the verses, and it's the cowboy bass line. Now you'll know it as soon as you hear it, and it goes like this: doom ba dee da, doom ba dee da, doom ba dee da, doo dee da ba, boom ba dee da, boom ba dee da, boom ba dee da. You sing it now. Yeah. Excellent. All right, we'll get to that part in a second, and I'll start playing that riff, and you start singing, and then you'll kind of know when to stop, or you can keep going. It doesn't really matter. Arizona moon keeps shining from the desert sky above. You know pretty soon that big yellow moon will light the way back to the ones you love. Ready? Blue shadows on the trail. Little cowboy, close your eyes and dream. All the doggies are in the corral. All of your work is done. Just close your eyes and dream, little pal. Dream of someone. That is so good. Blue shadows on the trail. Soft wind blowing through the trees above. All the other little cowboys back in the bunkhouse now. So close your eyes and dream.
My name is George Robb, georgerobb.com. I got some CDs for sale. Let's chat for a minute because I have a midnight flight. I have to go home. I'm so sorry. Thank you for hanging out. Thank you, Nerdtacular. Thank you. Good night.
George Robb, live at Nerdtacular 2013. And nice editing there. Abrupt little clip. that was the Blue Shadows on the Trail song from the Three Amigos film, a song that was written by Randy. Whoa, hold on. What happened here? Sorry. The song was written by Randy Newman, and I think the lyrics might have also been by Randy Newman with Steve Martin, written specifically for that movie. Great, great song. Great cover there by George Robb. Before that, a song that might as well have been an XTC cover because that's such a great influence on George Robb. That was a song called Never Knew. Before that, Toxic, a Britney Spears cover, preceded by When I Was Your Age from his brand new album. Make sure you go pick that up. It's called Trebuchet. And When You Wish Upon a Star. Well, a little excerpt of that song anyway, right there from George Robb. Let's move on to the second set of music today, and by my friend Andrew Allen, the Andrew Allen Trio. What an amazing performance from those guys. And we're going to start things off with a TV theme cover. Here are the Andrew Allen Trio and their cover of the theme from the Game of Thrones.
Come on. So how's everyone doing tonight? Yeah? Whew. Me too, man. All right, well, on bass, Dennison Anugalo. All right. On drums, Ian Camp. And I'm Andrew Allen. All right, guys. This is our last song. Hope you like it.
Andrew Allen Trio right there from Nerdtacular 2013. That was the Super Mario Brothers Game Over theme, which you can find on the brand new album Free Play, which you can pick up over at cdbaby.com or Amazon or iTunes, or actually there's still maybe a couple signed copies available at coverville.com in the store, so make sure you check that out. Before that was Star Trek original series theme, the ancient battle from the original series episode Amok Time. Both of those available on the Smooth Federation CD. which came out last year, also available at coverville.com. The Super Mario Brothers before that, and we began with the theme from the Game of Thrones, which you can also buy over at covervillerecords.com, a brand new YouTube pack that we've put together with Andrew Allen that is only available there. It's the only place you can get it, right there at covervillerecords.com. Go pick all of that stuff up. It's great stuff. Next up on the bill was Mr. John Anilio, his second year at Nerdtacular. He was the opening act for Pollen Storm the year before at Noah's at Nerdtacular 2012. Let's listen to a set of his music, a couple covers here, some surprising covers. Let's open with his original song, Nerds Arguing About Spaceships.
Okay. All right, very good. Whoa. Excuse me. So I host a podcast called The Functional Nerds, and if there's anything that nerds do well, it's argue about things. And one of the things that nerds especially like to argue about is spaceships. So I'm going to play a song called Nerds Arguing About Spaceships.
We sit in your apartment watching Firefly. You say serenity is just no enterprise. I shout that Malcolm Reynolds can beat down Captain Kirk. You smile and say that I'm an illogical jerk. But this is pointless, cause we both know we're just nerds arguing about spaceships. We both recite every episode, cause we're nerds arguing about spaceships. And we wonder why we can't get laid. It's Friday night, we're watching The Empire Strikes Back. The Millennium Falcon is a ship that's unsurpassed. You say the TARDIS has a superior design. I smile and say that you're clearly out of your mind. This is pointless, cause we both know we're just nerds arguing about spaceships. We both recite every episode, cause we're nerds arguing about spaceships. And we wonder why we can't get laid.
Is this a singing crowd? Do people like to sing out there? Please join me here.
This is pointless, cause we both know we're just nerds arguing about spaceships. We both recite every episode, cause we're nerds arguing about spaceships. And we wonder why we can't get, still we wonder why we can't get. And we wonder why we can't get laid.
I'm now going to play my favorite song from my favorite movie from 1986. It is an animated movie that has robots. Yes. I have to admit, when I hear this song, I get a little emotional. This is by the great Stan Bush. And this is a song called The Touch. All right, let's get that. It is. You would not get me to disagree with you on that.
After all is said and done, never walk, you never run, you're a winner. You've got the moves, you know the streets. Break the rules and take the key, you're nobody's fool. And you're at your best when your back's to the wall. Gonna fight to the end, but you've taken it all. Cause you've got the touch, you've got the power. When all hell's breaking loose, you'll be right in the eye of the storm. You've got the run, you've got the motion. You know that when things get too tough, you've got the touch. Break, seem to know just what it takes. You're a fighter, it's in the blood, it's in the will, it's in the mighty hands of steel. When you're standing your ground and you never get hit, when your back's to the wall, gonna fight to the end, but you've taken it all. Cause you've got the touch, you've got the power. When all hell's breaking loose, you'll be right in the eye of the storm. You've got the gun, you've got the motion. You know that when things get too tough, you've got the touch. You're at your best when the going gets rough. You've been put to the test, but it's never another. Cause you've got the touch, you've got the power. When all hell's breaking loose, you'll be right in the eye of the storm. You've got the gun, you've got the motion. Know that when things get too tough, you've got the touch.
My first experience with social media was with MySpace, and I remember the first time that I got a friend request from a girl in a bikini. I thought, this is awesome. This is so awesome. And then my friend told me, oh, John, that's a porn bot. That's not a real person. I'm like, what do you mean? I don't understand. And he's like, it's just some guy in his 40s that has pictures of girls in bikinis and sets up these accounts. And I really couldn't wrap my head around that. But once I got over the crushing disappointment that Hot Jenny 1991 was Bald Bill 1965, I wrote this song, and it's called Pornbot. It's about falling in love with your pornbots. Which, admit it, sometimes you do. I have to.
Fire up my new laptop, read the mail in my inbox. There's something there I can't believe, so go and check my Twitter feed. I can see I've got a brand new follower, and she seems to be in her bedroom all alone. but she's a pawn bot. But I think I love her. She's a pawn bot, but I think she cares. She's a pawn bot. She's not like the others. She's a pawn bot, but she cares for me. Jenny, 1991, said she's in it for the fun. She wants to meet with me tonight, but something just doesn't feel right. I think that we're moving way too fast, and I think that she doesn't even know my name. She's a pawn bot, but I think I love her. She's a pawn bot, but I think she cares. She's a pawn bot, she's not like the others. She's a pawn bot, she cares for me. At least she's not a social media guru, promising new followers each day.
I can use some help singing this one if you'd like. Please help me out.
Cause she's a pawn bot, but I think I love her. She's a pawn bot, but I think she cares. She's a pawn bot, she's not like the other lovers. She's a pawn bot, but she cares for me. She's a pawn bot, she cares for me.
Thank you.
From New Jersey, so I thought I would do a song by a band from New Jersey. It's not Bon Jovi or Bruce Springsteen. Sorry to disappoint, or not, probably not for some people. This is actually a song by a band called Looking Glass. So when I say that, do we all know what song I'm about to play? So if there's anything that guys from New Jersey can do, it's write songs about sailors. That's what we're known for in New Jersey. I don't know if you knew that. But writing songs about sailors who can't commit to their ladies because their lady is the sea. So this song is called Brandy, You're a Fine Girl.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass their time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say brandy, pass another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailor said, Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be. Yeah, your eyes can steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man who Brandy loves. He came on a summer day bearing gifts from far away, but he made it clear that he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be. But my life, my love, my lady is the sea.
Yeah, Brandeck used to watch his eyes when he told his sailor stories. She can figure the ocean falling rocks. She can hear its rage and glory. But he had always told the truth. Lord, he was an honest man. And Brandy tries her best to understand. At night, when the bars close down, Brandy walks through a silent town, and she loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl, girl. What a good wife you would be. But my life, my love for my leggy day is the sea. The sailor said, Brandy, you're a fine girl, girl. What a good wife you would be. But my life, my love for my leggy day is the sea. Is the sea. Is the sea.
Thank you.
Sorry. I'll just launch the song. Thank you. This last song, I wrote this song about 5 years ago, and I never would have imagined that there would have been any longevity to this song. I really thought it, if lucky, maybe 10 people would have liked it this particular week. It was very relevant to the week that I wrote this song. This song is sung from the point of view of Neil Gaiman. Neil Gaiman wrote a blog post because one of Neil Gaiman's fans wrote him an email and said, "Dear Mr. Neil Gaiman, do I have the right to be mad at George R. R. Martin for being late on writing his books?" And Neil Gaiman, in his very eloquent English way, said, "No, you don't have the right to be mad at him, and George R. R. Martin is not your bitch." This song is called George R.R. Martin Is Not Your Bitch. Thanks again, everybody.
I got an email from a reader. Said he loved an author who wrote epic fantasy. He asked me if I thought the writer should feel like he's required to finish up the series. This is what I said. George R.R. Martin is not your bitch. No matter how much you gripe, George R.R. Martin is not your bitch. So you might as well go get a life. I said, if you think the books are entertaining, it's best to stop complaining. Writers just aren't machines. George Martin never signed a contract to just work on that project, so find something else to read. Have you tried Fever Dream? George R.R. Martin is not your bitch. No matter how much you gripe, George R.R. Martin is not your bitch. So you might as well go get a life.
Please join me if you can.
George Martin is not your bitch, no matter how much you gripe. George Martin is not your bitch, so you might as well go get a life. George Martin is not your bitch, no matter how much you gripe. George Martin is not your bitch, so you might as well go get a life. So you might as well go get a life.
Thank you very much.
John and Nelio recorded live in Nertacular 2013 with George R.R. Martin is Not Your Bitch, which you can get from his album. Actually, if you go to johnandnelio.com, you can actually find all of his EPs, all of his albums. Unfortunately, the cover of Brandy, You're a Fine Girl, not among them, nor currently can you get a copy of Nerds Arguing About Spaceships, which we began that set with, but everything else, Pornbot, what else? I guess that one, George R. Martin is Not Your Bitch, available right there at his website. I think there actually is the Transformers cover as well available over there now that I look, his covers album. John and Elio, George R. Martin is Not Your Bitch, preceded by Brandy, You're a Fine Girl, originally by Looking Glass, Pornbot, an original, Stan Bush's The Touch, the theme from, or not theme, but from the Transformers movie. Actually, believe it or not, that song was originally written for Cobra, starring Sylvester Stallone, and they used it for the Transformers movie. Really, really interesting. And then before that, you heard Nerds Arguing About Spaceships, beginning that set of John and Elio's music. We've got one more set here. We're going to start it right now. It is the fine folks in Same Sex Mary. You've heard me talk about these guys before. They're on tour right now. As a matter of fact, as I say this, as I record this, they're getting ready to hit the stage in Santa Cruz, California. Good friends of mine, Same Sex Mary, we're going to begin with their song, Good Women, Bad Man.
Got me a woman and she treats me right, but I'm the type of guy she can't let out of her sight. I try my best to behave, I try so hard to keep my cool, but when a pretty lady shakes her tail at me, I break all those rules. We're drinking beer at the bar late Saturday night. I spot a girl with her hair short and shirt on tight. I know I shouldn't stare, but she's looking right at me. And I know I shouldn't go with her, but damn, the girl is what I need. Thank you.
I am when I finally decide to go home. My pretty mama, she been waiting up all night by the phone. I tell her, babe, I'm so sorry, I won't do it again. She says, honey, no you won't. And then she lays a fist into my chin. It wasn't long before she kicked my sorry ass to the curb. I am proud, but I finally got what I deserve. But maybe if I'm lucky, she'll look the other way.
Better.
So this next song is called Lazy. It's about not really being lazy. It's more about doing this stuff that we love, but everybody else thinks we're just out having fun, which is, it is, but it's a lot more than that, right? It's about, like, getting together, right? It's about, like, expressing yourself. And that's why this song's called Lazy.
Thank you.
All right. You guys know this song, you guys can sing along, or you can dance along, or just enjoy it. In a pepper sprout, we've been talking about Jackson ever since that fire went out. We're going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. We're going to Jackson, look out, Jackson. Set the mood a little bit. How's that sound? Kind of mellow it out. This is a couple song, huh? So if you got a partner, dance with them. If you don't, grab somebody, dance with them. Brian said it was okay, Scott. Blame Brian.
better than this. Yes, tell me if we can do better than this, 'cause I need no right now. Just look at us now and look at us then. No, we ain't the same as we used to once be way back when. Now everyone wants what everyone gets, but all that they need is a little respect from you right now. Now I know. Tell me if we can do better than this mess right now. Cause now I know.
A few more in you? All right, all right, all right.
Do you guys want to hear a cover or an original song? What do you feel like? A cover?
A cover. Oh, I wonder who said that.
I'm surprised at you.
That's a Bo Diddley song. You guys know who Bo Diddley is? Good. I didn't want to have to explain it. Oh.
You can't judge an apple by looking at the tree. You can't judge honey by looking at the bee. You can't judge one by looking at the other. No, you can't judge a book by looking at its cover. Can't you see how you misjudge me? Yeah, I may look like a farmer, but damn girl, I'm a lover. Judge sugar by looking at the cane. You sure can't judge a woman by looking at her man. You can't judge a sister by looking at her brother. No, you can't judge a book by looking at its cover. Can't you see how you misjudge me? Yeah, I may look like a farmer, but damn girl, I'm a lover. Hey.
fast I go.
Brian, my dear friend Shandell wrote this song. It's a cover.
Has she performed it?
Yes, she has, and it's on record. I also may be on that record on this same song, but we own it. It sounds good, and it sounds nothing like her version. So there you go. This is our twist. You just have no clue. All right, everybody give it up for Shandell, who's not here, but she wrote the song. She was 18 when she wrote this song. It's awesome. So good night, we're Same Sex Mary. You know, we got stuff for sale. I didn't say that was okay.
Till next.
everybody. You guys have a wonderful evening. Drive home safe. Thanks to Scott, Brian, everybody else, all the Frogpants people. Thanks to all of you guys, because you guys are what makes all this happen. We're same-sex Mary. Drive home safe, as I said. Have a good night. We're going to be hanging out.
It really is like family, but with nerds.
It's the best thing ever. Okay, now clean all this up, Brian.
Referring to the silly string that was thrown all around the ballroom at Snowbird. That is Same Sex Mary and Long Goodbyes, last track from today's Coverville episode. The last set, Same Sex Mary live from Nerdtacular 2013. Right before that, you heard a Bo Diddley cover, You Can't Judge a Book by the Cover. Better Than This, right before that, a cover of Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash, Jackson, featuring Andrew Allen on keyboard, right before that, Lazy, and then Good Woman, Bad Man is how we began that set from Same Sex Mary, recorded live at Nerdtacular 2013. So now we've got 1,000 under our belt together, right? We've done this together, and now we begin the next phase of Coverville. Together, starting with the next episode, which will be, as you know, from the format change, it's going to be double the length once a week as opposed to twice a week. Should make it a little bit easier for people to keep up with it, too, if you're one of those that had a hard time with the two episodes a week. You might enjoy this. Who knows? We'll see what it's like. That's going to begin next week. So thank you so much for these last 1,000 episodes, for being here, for being part of this. And here's to the next 1,000. Let's see. If you want to get in touch with me, email me requests@coverville.com. That's requests@coverville.com. You can also call the request line, that number, 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. It is toll free. So call, leave your message, leave your request, and we'll get it on the show for you. And of course, you can always visit coverville.com, your one-stop shop for everything cover song related. Go check it out. Previous episodes, all sorts of goodies available right there at coverville.com. We'll be back next week with episode 1001. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CashFly, CacheFly, CashFly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frogpants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to Frogpants.com, where you can hear podcasts so good, you won't be able to wait until Nerdtacular 2014.
Terrible. It was good. Oh, that was very bad.
Well, it was average.
It was in the middle there.
It wasn't that great.
I kind of liked it.
It was terrible.
I loved it.
Get him off!
Or...
is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.